You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I said I'd be reading the entertainment guide, but I've decided to mix things up a little bit because we have Claire Duncan in the studio. She has joined us to have a chat about a few things. We've got a few things to chat about. I'm not exactly sure where to start, but maybe we should start with Medusa. Medusa is a show that has just opened Wednesday night.
Yeah,
Playing at the Loft in
Queen Street,
Q Theatre
Loft. Yeah,
and you've done some sound design for Medusa. So maybe what we can first do is talk about Medusa give people an idea about what it's about.
Medusa is a devised experimental theatre production written and directed and performed by three pretty incredible theatre makers, Nisha Madan, Virginia Frankovich, and Julia Croft. And it essentially is looking at the idea of Medusa and throughout history.
I feel like people should be reasonably familiar with Medusa as the mythological character with the snakes.
She's
the gaze of stone that will cast you to stone.
Totally. Yeah. What's so interesting about her as a figure is she is so present in not just pop culture, but in mythology, obviously, and literature. Psychoanalysis, she's kind of becomes this this figure that that comes to, she sort of becomes a scapegoat for all of the shit things about women that society doesn't really like. And the gaze is an interesting thing, the idea that someone looking at you could cause destruction or death is pretty interesting. So this show is kind of like it's pretty wild. Like it's pretty experimental. I think.
But it also sounds like, I haven't seen the show myself, it sounds like it's also really approachable.
Yes.
For people to come and watch and, not sort of everything flying over the head.
Yeah. It's very self-aware of its own kind of pretensions and its own desire to kind of tear down some of those lofty ideas, I guess. It's very funny. I was talking to a friend who saw it last night, and he said that it's got this it's like a double-edged sword, because it's saying this hard stuff, but it's saying it in a way simultaneously exposing, but also approachable and kind of warm and we're all just silly people, trying to live our silly lives, thinking we're important.
So among other things, you composed a piece for Medusa with an 81 word title. Do I dare attempt to read it? Do I make you read it? These are questions I've pondered this morning. Or should we just call it The Word?
Let's call it The Word.
Okay, so the piece called The Word, which our listeners can hear sort of playing lightly in the background
it's that
under here.
Very irritating high frequency that you probably think is your radio breaking, but no, it's supposed to be there.
So this is not your first foray into sound design either. I know you've worked on other shows before. With Medusa, did you get a brief around what they wanted you to convey, or was it like, go forth and create, Claire Duncan?
Well, it was very much, it very much happened in the making through the process of writing the show. So I was in pretty much every rehearsal. And, we've kind of been talking about doing this show for more than a year. So it's kind of been slowly kind of simmering away some of the ideas. We did a lot of reading. I think it's a pretty... it is the sound design is probably the most prominent design element in the show. It's very pretty confronting and immersive. So the process was basically just working on the actual writing of the show, the text elements, which are kind of performed with a sort of a kind of choral kind of thing going on, which was really fun to work with. And then there's a bunch of live elements as well as some kind of tracked stuff. So yeah, it's really just been a lot of push and pull.
Yeah, right.
It's very much all happened concurrently together. Yeah.
One of the other items that you collaborated with is the creation of... Now, you described it in as a light-sensitive oscillator, and I was like, had a little think about that, and then I sort of was like, how do I describe this for people who might not understand what a light-sensitive oscillator is? And then I was looking at this little video, and correct me if it's not quite... They're a theremin controlled by light?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's totally it.
And we have a little clip to play of the sound.
Oh, you can hear them. They're in this track.
Oh, this track?
Yeah, so the track that's playing underneath.
Let's pull this up a little bit.
Crank it up. So all those sounds you can hear.
The kind of higher pitched.
And the lower pitched.
It's all just being controlled by the lights that are on stage there.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So what happens is because the diodes they respond incredibly well to even this most subtle shift of light. So basically, what happens is when you put your body in front of it, you're blocking the light, but it presents the illusion that your body is actually controlling it.
Yeah, right.
Which is kind of the magic sort of mystical element about it. So we had, we were using one of these oscillators that was built by Pat Krause, which I took out from the Audio Foundation's electronics library, which is a really amazing resource. We used that a lot in rehearsals and decided to make it a really kind of key integrated component in the design. And so we had Pat and Brett Ryan build three more custom built for the show inside these golden orbs. Yeah.
Cool.
And they're performed live on stage.
For people who might not be aware, the Audio Foundation, which exists on Poynton Terrace in the old Thai factory.
Yeah, the Parisian Thai factory.
Therein exists the Media Electronics Library, MEL, and there's a lot of handmade equipment there. And I feel I not being a musician, I've never had to borrow anything, but people can go along and borrow things,
totally.
And they're very approachable and helpful. And and as you've kind of said, will help make stuff and get involved
absolutely.
In projects as well.
Yeah,
which is super cool.
Yeah, it's kind of like part of. There's a part of like a it's like an international movement of which like Krause has actually been a really key kind of figure in pushing it, sort of DIY electronics and taking things that aren't instruments and making them instruments, and that being kind of open source and approachable and accessible to everyone, not just like old bearded noise dudes, you know.
That's not the only thing you've been doing, making this sound design for Medusa. You've also been writing for IE Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have a new song.
Yeah. This is a bit of a preview. Like it exists in the world through another kind of creative pathway, I guess, which seems to be my whole life at the moment, just doing things with other people, which is great. So I worked with Biljana Popovic, who's this incredible contemporary artist who's based in Berlin, for her show That closes on Sunday, actually, in Christchurch at the Physics Room, called Synthetic Baby. And she made this 360 film, which I composed some music for. And it's kind of like, we kind of described it as being like a love song to a car, like a love song to a piece of machinery.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, kind of this weird like, space where you're in love with. You're in love with something, but it's like beyond you. It's, yeah, this kind of, I guess, a post-human sort of, it's not really a cyborg thing, but it's, I don't know, yeah, like sexy robot stuff. Yeah.
I mean, this is a thing, though. We live in 2018, man. People are marrying all sorts of buildings, you know, landmarks.
Really? You can marry a building. That's cool.
Pieces of, you know, tools. Whatever. Yeah. I don't know. So the name of the piece is Weird Weather.
Weird Weather, yeah. So it's from the 360 film called Something Entirely Natural. Yeah, and it's, this is like the Biljana Popovic version. And so, but I liked this track so much that I actually wrote it super quick. But like, I liked it so much that I decided to keep working it for IE Crazy. Yeah, and it's in the kind of ball in the world of that of the record I'm working on. So yeah, it's pretty fun.
I love the song. I listened to it probably four times this morning.
Oh, cool.
And I'm super stoked to letting us like play it, even though it's not quite finished yet, like, well, unmastered,
yeah, whatever demo, that means,
yeah. I just wanted to remind people too, because we started off talking about Medusa, and before we play the song, I want to encourage everyone to go and see the Medusa show, which is playing at Loft and Q Theatre, because it's only running till Saturday, 3rd of November, and I've heard rave reviews. So.
Yeah, it's a really cool show, and I think it's a really awesome show. If you're not sure about theatre, like, to be honest, a lot of theatre shows, like, I'm like, I don't get this. This is like, makes me feel weird and not good weird.
Yeah, right.
So I think the cross pollination with kind of music and like live art, or, you know, whatever you want to call it, is pretty bang on. So if you're not sure, if you don't think you're a theater person, like, just go and have a look, because it's pretty rad.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying, because often you read the synopsis or whatever and you're like, this is kind of vague, I don't know what I'm going to be getting into.
Yeah.
So yeah,
yeah,
like, take the leap.
Yeah. everyone assumes that a theater show is going to be like, either like Shakespeare or like Roger Hall, just stupid dad jokes, or the other extreme, like someone's gonna like make you pull your pants down on stage or something, you know, do something really humiliating.
Yeah.
And this show is like all of those things, but none of them. Yeah. You know, like, it's cool. It's like a theater show for people who hate theater.
Oh, I like it. I like you're selling me. So we're gonna hear Weird Weather. It's an IE Crazy song. It's going to be featuring on a record called Woman in Love, mm-hmm. that appears to have no set release date. So we're just going to have to be
patient.
Yeah,
it's not finished yet. So.
Right, thank you so much for coming in. It's been such a pleasure talking
thank
to you.
Thank you for having me.
And here's Weird Weather by Are You Crazy?
This is weird weather, this is the wettest dream. On the cold leather in the first sea. Smoother than water, baby, I see right through your skin. Thank you. is a roadmap to where we haven't been. I am the light of fluid, I bring a bright spark. We are the fire starters, silencing the dark.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.